Lots of really insane things are constantly popping up in the news, from the not great to the highly unusually popular. Now, of course, we've all heard about the tragedies and victim plights not only on our own American soil, but also far abroad. And I'm not one to ignore or try and paint over these things with a thick coat of emotional primer. But when things are going this bad, man, I get to that point of, is there any hope? Well, oddly enough, it seems that there is, but not in any way that most people would have ever even really imagined. A game called Pokemon Go was released not long ago, and in a wild and very unpredictable way, it's ushered in escapism, camaraderie, communication, and imagination into minds that were probably much weighed down with stress, fear, mistrust, and elements of sadness, and let's be honest, depression. Welcome back to Artisan Rogue Radio. I'm Mario, the Artisan Rogue, and this is the one-man show that I produce that covers the thoughts, ideas, and random creative aspects that art brings into our everyday lives. Now, I just jumped onto this game yesterday, and I'm already hooked. I'm not at all surprised by this as, you know, being not only an incurable collector, but a lifelong gamer. I love games of all kinds, and honestly, I've got less and less time for longer engagement games like sitting down and role-playing or tactic table, you know, top games. And casual gaming, man, that just rounds out my gaming fix just fine. Now, I was only remotely familiar with Pokemon's legacy and its games on various Nintendo systems. I understood the basic idea and storyline that there were various creatures called Pokemon, their trainers, and duels are fought between various characters in the storylines. The good thing is that even that rudimentary knowledge and, you know, of course, no instruction manual comes with a downloadable game like that. You know, I just went ahead and downloaded the game. And after picking a few options for character design, I jumped in. And within a couple of minutes, I'd already captured my first Pokemon. Some dozens of captured Pokemon later, I started to witness something. Teams of people walking about out at night in areas of Kansas City like I'd never seen before. Playing a game alongside others in a semi-virtual world. Now, I think the surreal aspect of that wore off as I realized that many of these people were just doing something that I kind of take for granted as a gamer. They were relaxing and having fun doing something that a few people might still call childish or immature, but more importantly, they were smiling, sharing, laughing, and they were out and about because of a mobile game. Now, if you've not played it, it's a simple enough game to play, and if you happen to be a parent, it's a great freaking way to begin to understand the insanely well-made world that is Pokemon that your kids are no doubt obsessed with, well, right alongside Minecraft, and I have now run across all ages and types playing it. A few, in fact, like earlier today, this one particularly muscular and fit fellow, he waited for me to leave this one particular Pokestop before him and his dog walked over almost overly casually as he's looking at his phone, and he stopped at the same art mural that I had just been at. It was in downtown Lee's Summit, and he collected his items, and he had this crazy grin on his face. It was just showing this enthusiasm of sincere fun just creeping over his face. Now, that, ladies and gentlemen, is a phenomenal thing to behold. I mean, these days, genuine joy and fun are becoming such rare commodities. And Jesus, man, we need more of that, more than anyone may realize. Now, one fellow, the creator of Pokemon, Sunikazu Ishihara, I believe, I'm probably butchered that name, he understood this. You know, over 20 years ago, he created the first game of Pokemon based on a love of bug collecting. He invented something that was immediately popular, and now it holds a huge level of popularity that's so hot right now, servers are often crashing just to keep up with this current craze. And the reason I'm bringing him up is, here's an interesting thing about him. He has autism. Now, that's a fact that many people tend to look upon as a negative that could be hard to deal with, live with, or fully understand. And Sunikazu, who is now the current president of the Pokemon company, is living proof that it's something that can not only be conquered, but if anything embraced, then overcome. Now, I'm bringing this up because there are a good number of people out there that maybe they don't understand what this game is all about, and 48 hours ago, I really didn't either. For all my pop culture knowledge, I was really in the dark about this. But what I wasn't in the dark about was the positivity and the happiness that is growing because of this game. Sure, you know, it might be supplanted by something else sooner or later, but for right now, I've seen small businesses, firehouses, parks, landmarks, and so many other things benefit from the exposure that has come from this game. Heck, I've even been finding some landmarks locally and learning about city history just today that I didn't even know about. It's turning out to not only be a bizarre bit of exercise to catch these creatures in a virtual augmentation of our own world, but it's literally getting me away from my desk in other ways, and in quite a few instances, making me a lot more aware of what I don't stop to appreciate. And take, for instance, this. I'm the kind of guy that does stop to smell the roses. No one knows me for my methodology of speed. That's just not something I'm known for. Now, granted, you know, we should kind of do this thing without having to rely on a game to almost bribe us into action. But I'll be honest, my dog walks are a lot longer, I'm in a better mood, and my inner child's a bit more excited, and I find a lot more inspiration popping up in my own work. And it's a really nice break from the doldrums of everyday sort of things, or, you know, whenever the news is getting really bad. I mean, I'm not saying to shirk duty and responsibility. That's the last thing I would ever say. But for all the ones out there who are down on this game fad at the moment, you know what? There's a lot worse things that could be happening. And I know that many times, if I didn't have this game, I'd be with my nose buried in a good book. Or, you know, sometimes when really bad things happen, this is a weird thing that I do, but I draw a superhero that, in my mind, could have helped prevent a tragedy. It's my coping mechanism, and I've done it since I was a little kid. And sometimes I like to just take a walk and get away and breathe for a bit, because the world does seem like this cacophony of chaos and noise. I mean, life can be, and often is, very heartbreaking and trying. But it can also be so good, and if not, it can be great. And especially if we all work together to make it so. And maybe that's the message you can take from a game like this. So, how many of you all have been playing? You know, I'm currently registered, of course, as the Artisan Rogue, and I'm on Team Mystic. So, with that, we've come to the end of this little mini podcast show. So, I'm Mario the Artisan Rogue. Please, watch where you're walking while you're playing Pokemon Go. Support your local artists, and I'll see you next time.